Dalad, Sif Gimel, Tisha B'Av, Shafali, he goes to Erech on the Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is on the Tisha, whether it's that test or it's Yud, either way, but you're fasting that night. So V'Lehiv the Betila, V'Tov V'Lehiv the Betila, he forgot Tuchat Antonu. So now we said before, if the person was Tov V'Lehiv the Betila, he's not going to have a kliyas b'layla or the next day, so then he has to go back. But since over here he will have the kliyas Sunday night, ain't tzarich l'atzel yisbala kima shemavda all the kliyas b'mantzei Tisha B'Av. So even though it's going to be more than 24 hours, we said before in the last tip that that's not acceptable, but over here this is the normal thing to do, and therefore that's called acceptable. So he doesn't have to go back and daven again. Okay. Which goes back on Sif Beis. So she's not going to have a kois Motzei Shabbos all of the following day. Now, if you that's a person will come on and raise any tests, Sif Vav, the Zman, and B'Yevet, Atzayv Yom Gimel. B'Yevet, you can be mild until the end of the third day. We're not going to wait. Okay. Now, you're not going to have the curse Motzei Shabbos, not going to have curse all of Sunday. You're going to have the curse Sunday night. No. So then you have to go back again. We rely on having the kais on Sunday nights. The gufa. So we deal with Baitish, and that day, Sunday, and that year, Sunday night is the right time for Avdolah. So, but whereas otherwise, Sunday night already is too far off to rely on that, so he has to go back and dive it again. So as soon as he said this is immediately after he finished the bracha, he doesn't go back. So he doesn't say on Daniel Kekho to allow him to go back and say Atochan Antonu. He finishes off Karin Adoas and he continues. Hey, b'malkam shomer sheno chayzer imrot to lahak mal atzmai. He wants to go back. So like this, im siyam tefilosai. If he finished shmonesrei already, he wants to daven another shmonesrei. So that's called tefilas adava. So Rishoy, he can do that. Avim adayim l'siyam tefilosai and Rishoy lachzer. But if he hasn't finished, means he's going to go back to the earlier brach of atochainen, and he's going to say all those brachas again. That you can't do. You can say a whole tefillah is a tefillah on Dabba. You can't say part of a tefillah is a tefillah on Dabba. Okay. Ches. Mishabur. Batars on Dabba. He'll go back. Batars on Dabba. I don't know. Simon Kub Zion. Dainly spelled on Dabba. Emisha Makar Atam Azor is Mizor Shri Yechavein. A person shown to tefillah on Dabba if he can really focus on all of the davening, which is not so common. And a Rishroi Kim Rishen Asar Lach Sar Havi Hefzik. So, but once you don't have to go back and say all of those brach to go back, so saying all those brachas in the middle is going to undermine your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Reis Arihei. V'ayimrim, the Ramos says, V'hinoyam, Seder Kedusha, Bariches, Kedei La'achar, Seder Kedusha. So we say, V'hinoyam and Seder Kedusha, you should say it, the Chazan should say it with a little bit of extra K'neich. So therefore, it'll take a little bit longer. Why? Shos Chayvusrim Rishrim LeGehenim. Rishrim go back to the Gehenim after Klaisel has finished their Seder Kedusha. So you shouldn't be rushing through the capital of Hinoyim and the beginning of Atzer Kodesh to get to Kedusha. You should be lengthening it so that the Rishrim get a little bit, get a few more minutes before they go back to Gehenim. Some people are mocked, but they want their Rishrim to go back to Gehenim right away, so they're much more quick on it. The weeks that there's going to be Yanta during the week, so you don't say that Maisyadena can Aleinu because you're not going to do Maisyadena the whole week. So you don't say a Tov Kaddish either. Okay. Aleph, Mavdol Shatz Ked Lahoitzi Misha Ein Lo Yain. So the Shatz is Mavdol. Agav Nogal Lermer Lahaskar Eli Yonavi, Bimotzi Shabbos, Dispalo Shiova, Bibasreinu Hagula. Remember, we the minig is to repeat the last pasuk. Pasuk binoyam tzarak l'armer ma'umah. The first pasuk has to be said standing; the rest can be said seated. Yesh mekamer shein armer binoyam beis albul. Like meschilim yoshev beseiser. You don't say the version of the noyam hashem alakein was not a laying right now; the sitting in a velus. I haven't seen that being the minig. Said a kedusha, Hayla Shemaskilim, maybe I'll talk Kodesh. Veinam, well, it's in Goel, if he's in Gula Belayla. So you don't say, well, it's in Goel, because it's night time. Chain Gam, once you're not going to say, well, it's in. And he says, Brisi, and Armin, if he's in Smuchim, Heim, Ladari, Besef, Yishai. Those Pusukim go together, so you don't say, well, it's in, you don't say, Anizais. Okay, the Mashamar and Shamar, but Rich is Hanab, the name is Kol. It means you try the. Extend it in a nice, you know, in a pleasant way. Keshisarach ma'at yoser with the akiv of the Rishon Milach of the Gehenim. So you give them the last moment and hope to go back, you know, extend a little more. That Yishlima Yisrael Sidreyem Nimshachas Kedusha Shabbos until they finish saying the Seder Kedusha, Shabbos continues. Achakoyzim the Gehenim Kosham Chazal don't say Shabbos Soik Hamamuna Al Ruchais Chizur the Gehenim. Shreshlima Yisrael es Sidreha. So the announcement is go back because Klaisel is finished saying their Seder. Now, I don't know how it works exactly. Do you look at, you know, each Seber, like who's tied to that Seber, and you look at the Klaisel as a unit, etc. I once heard from the name of Chassid Gedolim, I forgot, he says that, you know, Betzim, you get Motzi Shabbos based on the minyan of, you know, the minyan where you used to daven. So if you daven with the 35-minute minyan, so they send you back after 35 minutes. You're done with the 90-minute minyan, they send you back after 90 minutes. So it's not, it's congruous to click necessarily down with the 35-minute minyan. So I'm not sure that was Emes or that was just a Mr. Shmuz. I don't know. But there's a lot to think about in that one. You know, there's certain times between, it's a mild dimachra in the Reino Tam. Because Chal Yomtiv, the Haino Afilu Chal, even the Yomtiv is only going to be on Friday. To be in, so the rest of the week a person could do work. To be in a Shkola Shua Yer Roy LeMalacha, there has to be for the whole week that a person could potentially do work. Should succeed by Uvasi Yudeno Kanolenu. So you don't say that on a week where there's going to be Yomtiv. V'davka Yomtiv Gomer Al Purim Oya Er Peshachal B'Meichol Ein Limnoya Miloyim Rabbi Hinoya Motzi Shabbos Lefano. If it's not a full fledged Yomtiv. Right, Purim, etc. Even though Purim, Purim and Erev Pesach Chal, which even though both of those there is halacha, we do limit our malacha. Person not supposed to do malacha on Purim. Person not supposed to do malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But it's not a full. It's more a lechatchila mile as opposed to a mikra din that's
also. What malacha isn't supposed to be done on Purim?
Person is not supposed to do malach on Purim, like going to work or business, etc. Seder Kedusha.
After the middle of the day in Erev Pes.
I'm sorry, see?
Or after the middle of the day in Erev Pes.
Right, same time, yeah. Seder Kedusha. The Behinoyim Shach La Malachas of Mishkan. Shubaberach Marshal Yisrael Bashar Shasima Malachas of Mishkan. That's when he said those Psukim Behinoyim after Klaisel finished the Malachas of Mishkan. But he said, Shar Shashkino, the Shkina came into Klaisel. He said that the Noyim Hashem Elokeinu should be Aleinu because of the Ma'aseh Yudeinu, which we did. And that's the Hemshech that from this capital, which talks about the Ma'aseh Yudeinu of Klal Yisrael, bring Batal Kodesh Yerushev Tilos. So you're going to sit amongst Klal Yisrael's praise. So that's what we tie the two together. Bracha, we start off the week with Psukim of Bracha. Okay, a person doesn't have the shatz is mavdil to most of those that don't have yain. The mishiyeshal yain, yes, the time she have the little bebeisoy, he'll hold see his kabbani beisoy. If you do have wine at home, you should say at home to much of the rest of the people. You don't have, so then you'll be yotze in the shul and they won't hear. Motzi Shabbos. We mentioned Eliyahu Motzi Shabbos. The Isa be'erivin muftach len yisol she'en Eliyahu ba lo be'er shabbosis lo be'er yamim tovim ne'ah terach. Eliyahu does not come on erev Shabbos or erev yamta. Because it'll affect the tircha that shenichim tzarchi Shabbos v'holkin l'hakbal panop. The people are not going to prepare for Shabbos appropriately if Elio comes in, because they're so excited with Elio, they're not going to prepare for Shabbos. Well, can't only spell and keep Shabbos or Shabbos. Yachalova ishiyava biyasrenu. Therefore, we say, okay, but now the Shabbos has passed. He could come, so let him come. There's other songs, etc. There's also a paragraph to say, which is a tefillah. So that's not just a nice thing. It's brought that to Yerushalmi. If you come to something, there's Malkum Eifel by Yezeb Zachar Shaul Limlucha. People, well, I'm not sure why it's more of an issue on Motzei Shabbos than the rest of the week. Pashas, he did it the whole week by going out of his way to make sure places which were dark, people had to walk. I guess the whole week people would not walk, they would just stay home. Motzei Shabbos, people, because they were in Shulri, they were forced to walk in the dark alleyways, so he would light it up. So there's a denial of doing that. Person undertakes to put torches, put lamps in the different dark paths, so people should be able to see where they're going. Because I'll say that Shaul did that, and he was Echel Malucha. So during the whole week, people are I'm theorizing during the whole week, people generally did not go out at nighttime. But Motzei Shabbos, people that were in Shaul, now they're forced to travel at nighttime in the dark paths. The person who would do that is a tremendous chus. Okay, Seder Abdullah. Din Abdullah Yain Chesifim Aleph. Seder Abdullah Yain Besamim Ner Abdullah. So the order is first a bracha Yain, then Besamim Ner, and then Abdullah. The Simonech is Yibone. Yud Beis Nun He. Yain Besamim Ner Abdullah. So the Yain should not be Pogel. Menlagu Lomer Kadam Abdullah Shoysim Abayis Abdullah, you say at home, you set off with the Nekel Yeshua Si Kesh Yeshua Esa Lehidim Hoyes Aira the Simon Tov. All these psukim we say it should be Simon Tov. Shas Abdullah Yitu Enayim Bekais Ubenair. During the time Abdullah person should looking at the Kais, it should be and the Nair. Nagim Lishbuk Mekais Ayin Alaritz Kadam Shesaim Pri Goffin. They'd pour some out to, as it were, remove the pogum. Now, with Tamashvicha, the reason why the minig was to pour out, the minig called by a shalanishma b'yayin k'mayim ein by simon bracha. But in Kenan, simon toy b'tchilas ha'shvua. So, because I'll say that, that there's like the idea that wine become flows freely in the house is a siman tov, and gam shevkim min hakoyis la'ach abdolah become by neir lerechon to by eno mishum chiv of mitzvah. Zok the mishabur alav said abdolah ni rabbi pesur mitzvah abdolah hui devar tero. So Rama learns that Abdullah is the rice. Yeshar Meshur Midi Vesayfrim Vasmuchu Akrob. It's an Asmachlo. Torah leaders gam ken bekoyz kama bekiddush v'im hivda betfila l'koyama habdol l'koyz is the rabbanon. A person already did Havdalah the Betfilah, so he's here to the Ikur Din of Havdalah. So the rest is the Rabbanan. Yeah. Okay. The Kershon Api Pogum, the Haino Shim Shasa Echem and Ayayim Etkila, somebody already drank from the wine. You know, they were much more limited in their wine, so sometimes that Kais had been used already. So now, Nifkim L'Havdalah. So we brought this idea before. But if the cup itself has a nick, so it's missing something, that's pogum in that sense, that's not, you know, so the chatchila kais should be shalem. But if it's not, that's not a makke. But the wine which has been nifgam by somebody drinking from it, that's much more problematic. You should read your name because Ahainu Amavdil Megam Shabim Ainam Amen Kreshal Yisiru Daitim. So the person should focus on the Kais. That helps the person stay focused. So it applies to the one who's being Mavdil and the people who are shipping Yotzi with him and saying Amen. There's two different issues. The one is that the Kais itself should be a complete cup. The cup itself, the physical cup, should be complete. It should not be missing any parts. And the cup should be full and from wine which has not been drank from yet. Otherwise, it's considered pogum. So there's a begima on the wood, on the metal cup. There's the one that's not what we're talking about. That's a chachila, but that's not we're not makbet on that. But the begima of the wine is what's problematic. That's what he's saying. Then he said that the minhag to pour out some of the wine, it should be pogum. So the minhag is to pour it out because of the idea of the wine flows freely. The reason why you wait after the bracha, because then it looks like your cup has been diminished. It's not appropriate to pour it out before you drink. Therefore, we wait till later on, and you say it later on, towards the end of the Havdalah.
Say what later?
You wait to pour out till later on and during the Havdalah. Okay. It's not right to pour during not during the bracha. You make it overflow, but don't, you know, there's no mitzvah being machmer in how much it overflows. You pour out from the kais to put out the wine after you drink. To put out the nair after you drink. The person does not drink standing. Women don't drink from the kais of Havdalah. He does not portion it out. He gives all for himself. Best thing is to drink the whole cup. Okay. There's no